Welcome to Lydia Nicole's Acting Smarter Now podcast. If you are an actor that wants transformation in your career, you have come to the right place. Today, we got a little switcheroo for you. I will be interviewed by the one and only amazing pastor, amazing speaker, amazing mighty man of God, Tim Story.
You make me feel like I could run through a building now. Okay, so I'm super excited about what we're going to do today because I'm talking to you, who I think is a premier actor. First time I ever saw you was in Stand and Deliver, and you were this young, amazing, beautiful lady who kind of was stealing scenes on accident. I mean, you were just doing your scene, but you just were so bright, caught my attention. And then I would just see you on more and more things. And then as we got to know each other over the years, over 25 years, I love this, how you started mentoring, coaching, teaching actors, but not just people who were coming in at the elementary stage, but some of the best actors of our time. So what I'm excited about is that you have a program right now where you're going to teach people how to be a better actor, but also how to build their own brand. Tell me a little bit about this.
It's called Acting Smarter Now. And okay. Basically, it is a calendar, a planner, and then step-by-step on how to transform your acting career. So a lot of times actors take classes in acting if they're smart enough. Sometimes they're not, but if they're smart enough, they'll take acting classes. You know, they may take three of them and go, oh, I'm an actor now. But what they don't do is take classes in the business. They don't know how to budget. They don't know how to set themselves up to have an acting career. The thing about acting is you have to invest in your career. You have to take classes that cost money. You have to buy a wardrobe that costs money. If you're a woman, you got to get your hair done every 4 to 6 weeks. You got to get makeup. You know, there's a lot of money that has to be dished out in order to start your acting career. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to be an actor and leave your job. And then you have no income, which a lot of actors do. You need to have some kind of steady income to support your acting in the beginning of your career. Or sometimes as a successful actor who's been around for years, maybe you had two series and they're over now. Well, the residuals that you're getting is not enough to cover your monthly note. So you might have to set up some kind of little business in order to have a passive income coming in while you're doing your acting. Or maybe you become a producer, you know, so that you can get the funds to take care of yourself as an actor. So that's part of what Acting Smarter Now is. It helps you with your budgeting as an actor. It helps you start to focus on what kind of actor do you want to be? You know, the first thing an actor has to know is, what is it that they sell? What do you sell as an actor? I love what Jay-Z says.
Yes.
He says, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. And recently, wow, I saw this huge spread on Kevin Hart talking about how he was the brand. It is important for actors to know that they are the brand. What is that? And so you have to know what it is that you're selling before you go looking for an agent, before you get headshots. You know, so many actors spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to find that headshot. You can get headshots all your life and still not get it right because you first have to know what your brand is.
Okay, I'm loving how you're saying this. So as you know, Malcolm Gladwell says it takes about 10,000 hours to become a master at anything. And you have taken the time over many, many years studying with some of the best acting coaches in the world. For those that are just getting acquainted with you, tell me some of the people that you have taken classes with, that have trained you, that have mentored you?
I studied with Stella Adler, the great Stella Adler. I studied with Jose Quintero, a great Broadway director. I studied 9 years with Roy London. I studied with Ivana Chubbuck. I have studied with the best of the best of the best.
That is the best. You don't get much better there.
And acting classes are something you continue to do. It's like a pianist. You got to keep playing the keyboard in order to be a great pianist.
Yes. So as you know, I teach there's a difference between a good idea and a God idea. And you believe that this is a God idea for you to teach people on not only how to act, but how to build the brand. And I say it as you know, that you have a God idea. Secondly, you should be obedient to your God idea. But thirdly, somebody is waiting for you on the other side of your obedience to the God idea. So the thing that I'm loving about this, that we will promote and let more people know about what Lydia is doing with this, is that some of you are young actors. Some of you have been in acting a long time. Some of you are discouraged and disgruntled actors, but she's going to pull you into a system that is going to energize you, because it's going to help you become in alignment to your assignment. I think a lot of you got derailed because you didn't know how to get alignment to your assignment. But in Lydia's program, she's going to teach you how to do it. Now, so I have a question for you, and I wrote it down. What is the focus of this online course? So if we look at the focus, what is the focus of this online course?
Well, it's to give you organization, to give you guidance and motivation. So organization comes in the form of having a calendar, having a planner. So you have somewhere to put all your information. I give tracking pages. So how to track your auditions. You want to write down all your auditions. You want to write down every time you meet with your agent, so you know what that was, so you don't forget. You go, I met with my agent. He wanted me to do something, but I don't know what it is. Many times actors get in trouble because they don't write their information down. So it's writing down your auditions, what you auditioned for, who you auditioned for, what you wore, which is just as important as who you met, because sometimes you'll get an audition and you won't get a call back maybe for another month, especially for a movie. They may see you and then call you back 3 months later and you don't remember anything about that audition. So the tracker allows you to write down all that information and then go ahead on to the next one. I also put down another component about the tracker is for agent and managers. As actors, sometimes we fight so hard to get an agent or a manager, and then we don't build a relationship with them. How can they sell you if they don't know you?
Yes.
You cannot sit and wait for them. You have to reach out to them monthly or bi-monthly and build a relationship. Let them know what you're doing. Hey, I'm taking this acting class with Ivana Chubbuck. Do you have any suggestions? What are my next steps? What do you think my next steps are? Engage them, ask them questions, ask them, asking questions, you still need to know what you sell, because sometimes in the agent talking to you or the manager talking to you, you'll start to hear, they don't know what I sell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're just throwing spaghetti up on the wall. They're just sending me up on whatever. And you don't want that kind of representation. You want somebody who can submit you so that you can book the job.
Okay. I like it. Okay. So what does this course entail? What does this course entail?
So it's got, like I said, it's got a calendar planner attached to it. It's got a business component to help you with the business. It also has a self-development component to kind of give you self-help, self-care, self-empowerment exercises to do. And then it's got a spiritual component.
Yes.
Even though it's not a Christian program, as a Christian, my my imprint is all over it because that is my background. I am a child of God. And so I'm approaching it from that place. So I have a section with affirmations, and then I have a section with scriptures in it. It's important that you feed yourself as an actor spiritually. Yes. It's important that you feed yourself mentally. So you have to say good things to yourself, about yourself, for yourself, because no one else is going to do it. That you may go to 20 auditions and not book one. How do you keep yourself strong mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually? You do it by speaking to yourself, putting stuff in you that keeps you knowing you're still a champion, even though you might have gotten 20 no's.
Yes.
I also have, as a bonus, I toss in a 200 Spotify playlist of 200 encouraging, uplifting songs.
Oh, so, I love this.
Yeah.
But can I tell you why I think this is so important? Is because I know so many actors over, you know, all these years of working with people, and I see that a lot of people get disappointed. They, in your field, and you know this 10 times more than me, that you're rejected so many times in this audition. I remember talking to one female actor back in the 90s, and she said, "Tim, I'm driving around my car with my Thomas Guide map, and I've had to do three different changes of outfits within one day because she had three different auditions." And you do that day after day, or even if it was several days a week, you start to get discouraged. Is that true?
Well, you get discouraged, you get disillusioned, you get disappointed, and then you disappear.
Oof.
And so this course is to help you stay in front, to stay, you know, you're an actor. And the more you know, I keep going back to the brand, the more you know who you are and what you're doing and why you're doing it, you're going to book more work. You know, again, if you're going on 20 auditions and you don't book any of them, there's a problem. There's either the agent is sending you out for the wrong things, you're not getting coached, which is important as an actor. And that's another thing. You must get coached as an actor every time you go for an audition, because the coach can see things you cannot.
Yes.
And the top A-list actors always get coached. That's why they're the top list A actors. They don't show up. Beyonce, her first big part in Dreamgirls, she got coached by Ivana Chubbuck. She already had a career, but she came in swinging the bat. You know, she wasn't playing. The people who are successful in this business invest in themselves. They take the classes. They do the coaching. They don't leave it up to anybody else.
Okay, so I have a question. Why is your coaching style so good that so many actors at high levels are going to you? And I know that's almost difficult for you to say because you're a very humble person. But when I think of Ivana Chubbuck, which you're the one that gave me her book, and I see all the other amazing acting coaches out there, why has your style really brought so many great results in actors that have come to you?
I was taught by a man named Tim Story to speak to people's spirits.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I between that and having another mentor of mine, Gerald Busby, who was one of the greats in the record business.
That's true.
He taught me how to be able to pinpoint someone's superpower.
Okay.
And help them focus from their superpower and not from their weakness. So between those two pieces of information that I learned, and then as an actor, seeing all these actors falling through the cracks, the thing that I noticed was that actors were never prepared. They may have taken an acting class, but then they didn't follow up. They didn't do their homework. They didn't, you know, they didn't get coaching. They complained that they didn't have money. They couldn't get coaching because they didn't have money. So it was a circle of defeat all the time. And so this course really helps you with your budget. It helps you look at life differently, look at the business differently, because a lot of times people think, oh, it's about luck, or they knew somebody who knew somebody. Let me tell you something. It's not about luck. It's about what you sell and how you sell it and how you show up. It's about you knowing that God empowered you to be the best person you could be, the best artist you can be. And now you are sharing that. You're being of service by giving that to the world and not getting caught up in jealousy and backbiting and all that negative stuff that keeps you from being the best actor you can be. The other thing I want to say is Bruce Lee, one of my favorite Bruce Lee line is, be like water. Be like water. And that means that you flow. You flow. You're not stagnant. You're not stuck, but you're flowing. You're always flowing. Okay, let me learn something new. Okay, well, there's a strike right now. What can I do for my career? I may not be able to act in a Netflix project or a big studio project, but I can get some of my friends and we could do a little video. We could do a web series. I could start a YouTube channel. There's still stuff you can do as an actor. There's always something you can do. Hey, I can go audition for a play, or I can produce my own play.
Yes.
It's always being productive. It's always being the CEO of your company, right? You have to be the CEO. You cannot be the employee of your company, because then you will lose.
I love this. Okay. What are two things that this course can do for actors who are new or established? Now, it's going to do about 20 things, but just give me two things that this course will do for actors who are new or established. Just give me two.
For new actors, it will give you a foundation.
Okay.
It will set you up to win. For established artists, it will help you get out of those bad habits that you were doing, and it will give you a whole new set of tools to help you level up your game.
Because you're a Christian, very strong in your faith, which so many actors are, and I won't say the names, but there's so many people that have faith, strong faith as actors. And as we've seen over the years, a lot of us have come together and gathered together and making big impact in Hollywood. So for the Christian actor, how could this possibly help a Christian actor?
Because it gives you an anchor to put yourself in, so that you don't get tossed to and from. You know, the problem with this business is, if you don't know who you are, you don't know who you serve, you're just chasing after that next job. You haven't focused. You haven't said, okay, this is the career I would like to have. You're like, how come they're doing it and I'm not? Everything distracts you. What this course does is to help you focus in a way like you've never focused before, to believe in yourself like you've never believed in yourself, and to do the research, which you probably have never done before. You know, I'm a big believer, when you go up for an audition, you need to research, who are you meeting? What is the project? Don't just go, okay, I got another audition, let me go. You didn't really prepare yourself. This course helps you to prepare yourself to go out and be the success that God wants you to be. Because, right, he says he knows who we are. He has, you know, he has a future and a hope for us.
Yes.
And we have to trust that if we do the work, that future and that hope is going to unveil itself.
Okay, so now you're making me want this course. And so, first of all, how do we purchase this course, okay? And then exactly what am I going to get? How many weeks training? How do I watch it? Is it online? Tell us about this. So how do I purchase this course, and then what do I get?
I am glad you asked. You're going to actingsmarternow.com and you can get the course, and you go at your own pace. And every video is bite-sized, so it's not overwhelming you. I know that the focus is not always there. And I start off with a video on meditation to help you. So I suggest you do the video of meditation first so you can clear out your brain and just take it step by step by step. You can bounce around. I have a lot of features or extras in it. Like I show you how to create a strategy station. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I show you how to rehearse. I show you how to focus. I show you how to, I give you a cheat sheet on acting. So when you're going on an audition, I actually give you a little cheat sheet of things. Just check it off. I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. I show you how to have a relationship with a agent or a manager.
Wow.
I show you what you need to do in order to make sure that you write down everything you need as for an audition. I show you how to write down when you meet new people. I also give you target sheets of what shows you should aspire to be on. Make a list. So I take you through how to find work. So it's how to find work, how to be your best, how to deliver, how to book more jobs than just auditions. It's not just, you know, I have a belief that when you go in on an audition, that is the job, but we also want to get to the actual job. So
yeah.
I give you all of that in actingsmarternow.com.
So obviously you're only one person. A lot of people want your time. They want to work one-on-one with you. So when someone gets this course, do you break people up at all into a community? Will there be
I have a Facebook community. When they buy the course, they automatically get to go in the community, which is private and it's just for people who bought this course. I come on every week to answer people's questions, to help them any way I can. In the fall, I'm also starting a mastermind group for actors who have taken the course, but everybody can be part of it because within the group, I'm only taking 20 people and I'm not taking anybody who is similar to somebody else.
Yeah. So and I like your style is that you're very generous with your time, but you also are looking for someone who truly has a calling and people who are committed to excellence. So I want to say to everybody watching, if you feel like you have a calling to be an actor and you're committed to excellence and you're willing to pay the price, then Lydia Nicole is definitely your coach, 100%. She has learned from the best and she has mastered this art of not only acting and performing, but building the brand. Because it's one thing to get in the door, it's another thing to stay in the door. She's been in the door for all these years, working with actors at the highest level. So if you're interested in this, here's what I want to say to you. Invest in yourself. A lot of times people just think, well, if I could just take this person out for coffee or go to lunch with them, then I can just learn. No, that's not how it works. You have to pay the price. I was talking to a man yesterday that he is in the human development space. He says, Tim, I've spent over $1 million on courses just to get to where I am. So what price are you willing to pay? Pay the price because you are worth paying that price because God has a God plan for you. You should be obedient to that God plan because somebody is waiting for you on the other side of your obedience. So Lydia Nicole's been able to help thousands of people in their Christian walk, into the Christian faith, and shine bright for God. Don't you want to shine bright for God? You need to get this course immediately, and all the information is below. So I want to see you respond to this. Sometimes in life, you got to step up and you got to step in. So let's do that right now.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you so much for joining us today for Lydia Nicole's Acting Smarter Now podcast. I so appreciate you. I appreciate all the wisdom that you have imparted into me all these years. And I want to be the person that gives it to other actors because you made such a difference in my life. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, just by your encouragement. You really have transformed how I show up, how I do business, knowing that I'm representing God, so I have to be at the top of my game. I have to do what I say, not say what I do, but do what I say, and to honor God in my day-to-day activities. So thank you. And also, I will say this one last thing to all actors. Know who you are and whose you are. This business yeah. will eat you alive if you don't. I've seen too many people commit suicide, become drug addicts, become prostitutes, become just shells of themselves because they didn't follow their call. They didn't do what God told them to do. And they because they didn't do what God told them to do, they started blaming God. You can't yes. blame God when he tells you to do something and then you don't follow through. So follow through on what you want. Don't let anybody negate it. No, don't let anybody tell you differently, but stay plugged into a church. Stay connected. Congregation church is wonderful for actors. It's wonderful for creatives. And there are also many churches online that you could plug into, but please do not buy the lie that God is not going to take care of you. Don't buy yes. it, because too many actors buy it. They go, well, you know, nothing's happened. But what did God tell you to do? You got to yes. do what he told you to do.
I love that. I love what she's saying. And so a good idea may happen. A God idea will happen. Lydia Nicole, you are awesome. You're just getting younger and younger and more vibrant. Get the course. I want you guys to respond now, because a lot of times we procrastinate and leave things alone, but respond now. Life is good. And we'll see you next time on her show.